Okay, we're learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Yigimel and Beis. We just learned the Mishnah that said 10 of the 18 things that they, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, were Masakin in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. And these 10 things were things that passel Truma, which means that if they touch the Truma, it makes the Truma puzzle, you can't eat it. It's like it's tummy. This is not called tummy because anything that's tummy can make something else tummy. If it just becomes tummy for itself, it's called puzzle. So we have 10 things that are puzzle truma. So now the Gemara is going to go through all the 10 things and explain them all, what they are and what the reason is. So the first thing is, the first two were that a person who eats a oichel that's a rishon l'tuma, or a person who eats something that's a sheni l'tuma, the halacha is that he becomes tame enough to passel something, to passel truma. He doesn't make the truma tame, but he makes the truma passel. That's the halacha we learned, that it makes something passel and not tame. So the Gemara says, man tana, which tana is that going according to? Man tana. Work the Gemara, man tana oichol oichol rishon oichol oichol sheni mipsol pasli temuye loy. It only passes, it doesn't make a tame. Amar Rabba Bachano, Rabbi Yeshua hi. It's going to Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. In this Mishnah will be Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And we will explain the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua, which is the Tana of our Mishnah. Amar Rabba Bachano, Rabbi Yeshua hi, the Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, ha oichol oichol rishon, someone who eats, a person who eats a rishon l'tuma. Rishon, he becomes a Rishon. For oichol oichol sheni, someone who eats a sheni l'tuma, he becomes a sheni. It's like you are what you eat. Oichol shlishi, shlishi. If you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. Rabbi Shua, I mean, no. Ha oichol oichol rishon, ve oichol sheni, it's a sheni. If you eat a Rishon or you eat a sheni, you're a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, then you don't disqualify truma at all. You're a sheni l'kaidish, ve ain't sheni l'truma. You're not a sheni l'truma. The Mishnah goes further and says, how do you have a possibility of a shlishi by chulin? It's not possible. Zok the Mishnah of a chulin shenasu al taras ha-chuma. It was someone who was makbet to eat his chulin the same level of as chuma, and legabe, and that's how you have a shlishi. It's just like a chuma can become a shlishi, so this also a chulin also becomes a shlishi when I eat it on that level. Al kaponim, and so while legabe hektish is it a problem? While Gabi Hektish, it says that if you eat a shlishi, a sheni l'kayish and sheni l'truma. The reason is because Gabi Hektish, a shmira, that you watch something, you watch a chul and kilu with truma, Gabi Hektish is nothing. We consider it almost like a rishon. And therefore, if you ate a rishon, you're a sheni, therefore you're a sheni l'kayish. If you eat a shlishi that was watched as truma, then you become a sheni for kaidish. Why? Because that item is keilu wasn't watched at all for kaidish, and therefore it has din of a rishon, and you become a sheni. Now, what's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua that when you eat the rishon, you become a sheni? It means it goes one level lower. But when you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. So Rashi explains from a Gemara somewhere else in Chulin, that the reason is because, since it's possible for a oichel to make another oichel into a sheni, how is that possible? If the oichel touches a mashke, the locha is the mashke turns to a rishon, and that mashke touches the oichel turns to a sheni. So it turns out that this sheni could cause another oichel to be a sheni. And since we find such an idea, therefore, if you eat a sheni, it's possible you become a sheni. And we'll see why we made a gzera about a person eating it in a second. Like upon him, Our Mishnah is going according to Rab Yeshua holds that when you eat a Rishon or you eat a Sheni, you become a Sheni. That's what we have to know, very clear. You eat a Rishon or you eat a Sheni, you become a Sheni. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain. Now, what's Pshat? Really, if you, Mendaraisa, only if you eat an Avela of a Behema Tahira do you become Tameh. That's the Halacha. Only if you eat a Avela of a Behema Tahira do you become Tameh. Why, if you eat now a Oichel Rishon, which means you eat a Chala, a piece of challah that's a regional tumma, you become a sheni. It's a din derabbanan. Why the rabbanan makes a din? So the Gemara explains, oichol oichol rishon, va oichol oichol sheni. My time it goes by a tumah. Why would the guys a tumah on the person? And now, if he touches truma, it becomes disqualified. What is pshat and such a halacha? So the Gemara explains the zimnim the ochel oichlin tameim. Because sometimes, if you allow a person to eat oichlin tameim and it has no consequences, what's going to happen is he's going to eat oichel tameim. The shakal and he's thirsty. He ate a piece of challah that was tameim, and he's thirsty. V'shokel, it takes a wine, there's a cup of wine next to him, the wine is truma. V'shokel mashkin the truma, v'shokel lepuim, puts it into the mouth, puts it into his mouth. U'pasul lahu, and he makes the truma, pasul, the truma that was in his mouth, the truma that he just put into his mouth, this mashka, this wine, is he's making it tummy, because he has tummy in his mouth. And the halacha is, you're not supposed to make, it's an isser, a special isser, that you have to watch your truma. It's a shmeres truma, so you have to watch your truma. And therefore, you're coming to Isser to make Truma possible. Let's read it again. The Zimmin, the Ochel, Oichlim, Tmeim, Shakel, Mashke, the Truma, Shadi, Lepume, put into the mouth, the Possel, who? And it makes it possible. So that's the Pshat, and why there were Geyser on Oichel, Oichel Rishon, or Oichel Sheni, there were Geyser on both of them, that you become Tame. Why? Because if you didn't become Tame, you would eat a challah that's a Rishon, or a piece of challah that's a Sheni. No problem. What's the problem with eating it? Nothing happens to me. You know what's the problem? Because you might take a drink of wine while you're eating it. And if you take a drink of wine while you're eating it, you're making the drink of wine that's truma, you're making that pasul, which is the isser of a shmeres trumasi. Zokta Gemara Vayter. The next, the third one of the Yud Ches Dava was, if shoysin mashkin temeim, if you drink mashkin temeim, you also become tamei, you also become a sheni, and you can make truma pasul. What's the problem that? My time goes Rabbanon. Tumah, the zimna neshasa mashkin tameim. Sometimes you'll be drinking a cup of wine that's tameh, and then you'll take a piece of challah that's truma. V'shaka oichlin the truma, v'shaka put it into your mouth, a pasul who you make it a pasul. Break the Gemara, hainu hach, that's the same gzera. Like, it's not two different things. The exact same thing like eating oichlin tameim. Zok Gemara, no, ma'ot tema. Ha shchichi, it's shchiach to eat a challah and then take a cup of wine. So there, the gzeir is, you shouldn't eat a tamay diga challah because you're going to drink a chuma diga wine. But it's not normal while you're drinking take something to eat. People don't drink and take something to eat to help out the drink. You drink to help out to eat, but you don't eat to help out your drink. So if you're drinking, to put the piece of food inside is not so common. So if shoyis the mashkin tamay, maybe it shouldn't be gzeir. No, there is a gzeir. So ad kan the first three of the Yud Ches Dava, which was someone who eats a Rishon or eats a Sheni, he becomes a Sheni. Or if he drinks Mashkin Tameim, he becomes a Sheni. Now we come to the fourth one. It says in the Mishnah of the Yud Ches Dava, that Baba Roishoy Verubay B'mayim She'uvim. That means someone who goes to he became Tamei, he touched the Sheretz, he went to the Mikvah to Matar himself, he came out of the Mikvah, he decides he's going into the shower. He goes into the shower, he becomes Tameh again. He can't touch Truma. It's the Rabbanon Degadin. Zok the Gemara, my time it goes to be Rabbanon Tumah. Why would the Geyser Tumah on someone who goes into Mayim She'uvim after a mikvah? What's Pshat? Amra Bibi, Amra Asi, Shevetchilo Yotayv Meim Aris Mechunas Mesruchim. In those days, they didn't have fancy mikvahs like us. There used to be Tayvel in rainwater that was dirty. It didn't have filters. It was dirty. And it used to come out, it used to feel dirty. But you know, it's the Malay of Mayim Shuvim. It used to come out and go into a shower, go into a pool to try to clean themselves off. His Chilu va'asum keva. They started doing that very kavuadik. It was something they did every single time. They always did, always went into Mayim Shuvim. Gozer aleim tumma. And therefore, they were gozer that if you go into this shower after the mikveh yatame, my keva, what does it mean they made it into a keva? So Abaya doesn't say one pshat. Omar Abaya, Shoyoimim, they used to say, Lo Elu Matarim, the mikvah is not Matar, Elu Ve'elu Matarim. Both the mikvah and the Mayim Shuvim and the shower is Matar. Both of them are Matar. And if we don't want you to say that, so we didn't want you to go into the shower afterwards, so we said, the shower is makes you tummy. Omli Abaya L'Rava, Mayinaf Kamina, what's the difference? Hokatavli Bahanach. L'maisa, if they always did both, so they thought both work. Okay, what's the big deal? They did both. They were terrible in both. Elo amarava. So yo'imim lo elu mitarim, elo elu mitarim. They said, fakir, they said the only the shower is matar. And they still were scared they're going to stop going to the mikveh at all. Therefore, they said that if you go into the shower after the mikveh, the halach is that you become tummy. Now, what was bothering me, what's pshat nabaya? Rav is kind of good. Like, what's the problem? He said, say both are matar. So maybe you could say a pshat that Abai was saying that if you always thought that you needed a shower to finish up your Tyra process, so it would come out that after the mikvah, let's say you touched Truma, you would burn it while he's still Tamei. And it's not true, because the mikvah is the whole thing. The shower is not, the shower doesn't do anything. So that was the Gzeira, that was part of Gzeira. Could be that's a pshat. That's one thing I want to speak out. Another thing I want to speak out, that comes out of Lachal HaMais over here, that you definitely shouldn't go into a shower after the mikvah. You see, we go in that tumah on that the person. But lemaisa, so some are machmer, even by tefillas nida of Zmanazah, they shouldn't go into mayim shuvim after the tefillah, so you shouldn't say this. And it's brought down under Ramah, such a thing. And some are chaylik, and they say that it's only din gavit truma, not like gavit chulin. But lemaisa, in halach lemaisa, you have to learn through hilchas nida, a lot of different heterim, but lemaisa, but definitely in the mikvah, a person, a nida, should not go to the shower after the mikvah.
If someone's makbid on the tefillah carry,
yeah,
is there anything
of
not shower in the mikvah?
No, it could be if saying if it's not the same level, because that's even if they're doing that, only doing the makvah's chumrah, so it's not the same. It's not the same thing, and but there would be maybe a little bit of an Indian for that. But it's not the same level at all. Because it's not a tefillah, we don't make a bracha on that tefillah. It's only Torah's chumrah, so it's not the same thing. He goes samech on all the shittas for that. He goes samech on the shittas that hold. That's only gabe chuma, not gabe chulin for that. So the Gemara Vayta. So the next, we went through four of the Yud Ches Davar. The fifth of the Yud Ches Davar is a very similar one. It's a regular, not someone who's tummy from a sheret. It's not a tahar. A tahar, shenofla, reisha, ruba, yishloish, luga, mayim, shuvim. For example, someone went swimming. The guy that says Losh Naflu, it sounds like Dafka Naflu. Someone was poured on your head, which is the Taisa says is Dafka. But let's say someone poured, you took a shower. If you took a shower, you're Tamei for Truma. My time it goes very bon and Tuma. Why they say if you take a shower that you are Tamei? The Loi Ha, Loi Kaima Ha. Because if you wouldn't keep that, you wouldn't keep the other thing. You wouldn't keep the one of going to the shower after the mikvah. Therefore, you have to be consistent. And anytime you went into Mayim Shuvim, you became Tamei. It became Tamei. So that's the first five of Yud Ches Davar. Now we're up to number six. It said number six, that V'sefer. It said, we're talking about all different things that make Truma possible, that make Truma disqualified to eat. Now we're up to the one of Sefer. Sefer means that you put Kisvei Kodesh, let's say a Sefer Torah, or other Kisvei Kodesh, it happens to be a stickle machlokes, but Kisvei Kodesh, because it means pashas, any Kisvei Kodesh, you put it next to a chuma, it passes the chuma. That's the halacha. Passes the chuma, any kisvei kodesh. Rashi spoke out before, Torim, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So it makes everything possible, b'mayla. So what's the pshat on that? My time, goes by Ramon Tomo, Amram Sharashi, Shavitchilo, who you met Sneem as Oichlim at Truma, it's Sefer Torah. They used to put their chuma next to the Sefer Torah. That means they wouldn't put their chuma next to Chulin, next to their math books. Why not? Because they know Truma is Kodesh and math books are Chayil. But Sefer Torah is Kodesh, Truma is Kodesh. Great, I'm allowed to put it next to each other. What's the problem? The mice come, little mice come, and they eat up the food, they love food, and they ruin the Sefer Torah. And therefore we made a Gzeira that Sefer Torah make a Tamei, so you shouldn't put it next to the Sefer Torah. Let's read it inside. Shevetchilo ha-metzniyem es oichlem ha-truma eitz Sefer Torah. And they say, "V'omru high kodesh, high kodesh." They say they're both kodesh. Even the kachos of the kachos le'pseida, they saw the coming to pseida of the svarim, because they're eating the svarim. Gozu be'rabbanon tuma. The rabbanon goes to tuma said the sefer makes the truma tame, and now no one's going to put it there anymore. No one will put it there anymore. So that's the halacha of sefer, that a sefer is matame truma. Another halacha is vahiyadayim. Another halacha, the next one, number six, number seven, I lost track already. The yadayim. That yadayim, stam yadayim, if they touch truma, becomes possible. If you don't wash the tilas yadayim first, it makes the truma possible. You have to wash the tilas yadayim. This is the makar for the tilas yadayim by our bread. You have to make a tilas yadayim. What's the pshat? Because yadayim are busy touching everything. And Rashi explains that it becomes a mias. Your hands become dirty. And if you don't wash your hands, it's going to be a gnai for the truma. It's not nice for the truma to touch your hands with dirty hands. And Rashi explains why it can't mean tumma, because one of the reasons are, if it would be tumma, it wouldn't help just washing your hands. You would have to go to the mikvah. So it doesn't mean tumma. It means yadayim, the reason we have to wash your hands, because yadayim haskani yaseim, and it gets dirty, and it's a gnai, it's not nice for truma to touch your hands with dirty hands. Therefore, they're mesakin, they have to have a tilas yadayim for truma. Vayadayim pesha, yadayim haskani yaseim. Tada, we went in a braisa. A different halacha about hands. Af yadayim haba'os machmas sefer pesel sa truma. A new halacha is, even if you wash your hands, but if you touch a sefer Torah, the claf straight, directly, pesel sa truma. Your hand becomes tame for truma. Mishim dera parnach. The amar av parnach, amar av yechran, ha'oiches sefer Torah orum. Someone who touches a sefer Torah, the claf, it's a aveira. Why is it aveira? Because that covered of a sefer Torah. And the halacha is, therefore, he gets a oinish, nikvar orum. The oinish will be that they're going to bury him without tachrichim. Right? The Gemara, orum saka daitach, it's a bad oinish. No tachrichim, because he touched one time saved the orum. You know, it's a vera. It's not covered saved the Torah, but that's a very strong oinish. So the Gemara, elamar vizera, orum le mitzvahs. If he touches a saved Torah without anything in between, he's going to die without any mitzvahs. Beg the Gemara, b'loi mitzvahs? He loses all his mitzvahs? Saka taitach? Ela'ima orim b'loi oisa mitzvah. Rashi, and Tosis explains, the bottom Tosis explains, like this, if he's learning Torah, and he touches the claf without anything in between, you know what's going to happen? He's going to lose his schar of that limud. And or, if he does galila, he gets the special covet of the galila. If he touches the sefer Torah by galila, purposely, he will lose that mitzvah. He will lose that mitzvah. Therefore, they're misakin. Since it's not a nice thing to touch a sefer Torah with your hands, therefore, they were misakin that your hands become tameh. And we talk a pasuk like that in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Zayin, that you should not touch a sefer Torah if it's not needed to touch a sefer Torah without anything in between. So it comes out as two gzeres yadayim, really. There's a gzeres yadayim that every time you have to wash your hands with tilas yadayim. And there's a different halacha of Rav Parnach that comes from Rav Parnach, according to the Braisa says it, that if you touch a sefer Torah, you haven't become posel. So, right thing, Marakasha. Hey, Gaz Bereisha, which one of these two did they make first? Ilim Ha Gaz Bereisha, if they made the din of Stam Yadayim, you always have to wash your hands for Truma, they made that first. So, Kivin the Ha Gaz Bereisha, anyway, you have to wash your hands for Truma always. Hasu Lomli, what's an Evan Negeya touching a sefer Torah that your hands become posel for Truma? You anyway have to wash your hands. Elo, hach gaz b'reisha. First they were misakin the din, that when you touch a sefer Torah, your hands become tamei. But hod the gaz of kul yadayim. Then they were guys over all yadayim, that all yadayim have to be washed first before you touch truma. So the Gemara names on that if you made the gzera first of yadayim, it wouldn't be negei the din of sefer Torah. Frank Tosfos, it is negei. If after you wash your hands from tilas yadayim, you touch a sefer Torah. That's negei for that, halacha. Zok Tosfos is top Tosfos yadayim base. Zok Tosfos, no, they wouldn't make gzera just for that. The milsa of the loy shchicha, it's not common that right after you wash your hands, you just touch a sefer Torah. They wouldn't make a gzera for that. Therefore, it can't be that that gzera was second. So first the gzera was touching klaf, and then the gzera was stam yadayim.